My name is Travis Dow. I live on Monhegan Island. I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity. And I'd especially like to thank Senator Dow for sponsoring the bill you have before you. If you haven't been to Monhegan, I hope that you at some point will get a chance to visit there. My original intention was to go through and try to paint a picture of what Monhegan is, and I'm sure you'll hear that from a lot of people today. So I kind of need to skip right to the chase, given 3 minutes. Monhegan Island is not a place for commercial wind turbines, period. We were more than willing to do our part when the university and its partners proposed testing one small 85-foot wind turbine off our island for just 2 5-month periods. We're now looking at two massive 576-foot-tall commercial-scale turbines just off our shores for the next 20 years, 3 times larger than the tallest buildings in Maine, taller than the Penobscot Bridge Observatory, taller than the Washington Monument. We're told not to worry about our community, our environment, our economy, our tourism, our fishing, our property values. Some are willing to gamble with that, but I and many others are not. There are endless reasons why this bill deserves your support, too many to list in such a short time. But there's really only one reason why some believe this shouldn't pass, and it's money. That's the bottom line. If this bill is passed, Maine Aquaventus will have to move their commercial experiment to another more suitable site. Their own research has identified 2 other sites. They threaten that they will lose millions of federal tax dollars if this project is moved, even though there is no guarantee they will get that money. They will tell you that they have spent a lot of time and money on the test site. They will tell you they are bringing economic benefits to Monhegan. We have a 0% unemployment rate. There's more work than people. We have a proven economy based on tourism and fishing. And we've spent a lot of money on the site, too. Monhegan is everything to me and my family and to our community. They'll try to reassure you that they have had lots of communication with island residents, yet every major decision that has been made was behind their closed doors. Our community never had a say in the test site legislation and the site selection process in 2009, and we were completely unaware of what could happen in that test site due to that legislation. Our community actually found out from a working waterfront newspaper ad in 2013 in the middle of the summer during our busiest time that the new project would be two 575-foot turbines for 20 years. Our community never had a say in the 20-year term sheet that was signed with the Maine Public Utilities Commission prior to Monhegan having legal counsel. Our community never had a say in the changes in the size and scope of this project that it has gone through. In fact, earlier this year, we just learned from a poster board at the
10 seconds, Mr. Dow.
They want you to believe that we are jumping in at the last minute. We're not. We've been here since the beginning. They are the ones who've misled and divided our community. They are so attached to this project, they refuse to take a step back and see that it's outgrown the test site. The university has exploited our community in very similar ways to what is happening and what has happened to the unorganized territories throughout northern Maine. Like them, we are out of sight, out of mind when it comes to the needs and concerns. And like them, the people who live and work on Monhegan are the last to be considered in all of this.
I'm going to have to stop you there. Thank you very much for your testimony, and we will read it, I assure you.
Okay.
Are there questions from the committee? Representative Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I remember reading that you you head up a group of citizens that are organized around this issue, right?
Correct. Protect Monhegan. We have support of 32 of Monhegan's registered voters.
And what's the total number?
64.
Mm-hmm. So it's about half.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Senator Woodson.
No, you're a year-round resident.
Yes, sir.
And what do you do for work on the island?
I have a lawn mowing business, and my wife owns a trucking business, Monhegan Trucking. I've been an assessor in the past. I was a treasurer until just recently. We all do all kinds of different things.
Yeah. And how long have you lived there?
I've lived there for 8 years. I was reacquainted with my wife, Angela, in the corner over there. We went to college together at the University of New Hampshire, and she's been living out here for a long time.
Seeing no other questions, thank you for your testimony. Again, we will read it.